Backup sound on? There we go.
Make sure it's on this side.
Okay. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start the show off how we start every show off, and that's with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you're choosing to spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with you.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Tanner, how much you loving that intro?
Oh, just so much.
Inside joke, I'll get everybody on the show in on the joke, is Tanner has to listen to that outro again and again and again and again, and I know it's torture to him. So anyways, hope you guys enjoy the intro outro, but I know Tanner hates that song.
With a passion. The outro's worse. Both of them are just... Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. All right. I'm excited about this episode. We tried to shoot one with this young lady, and then the sound didn't work. So we're filming it again. So I got a load of questions for her. You've never met her before, so you're going to meet her right now. I don't introduce my guests. I let them do that themselves because they can do it better. So can you please reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
My name is Samantha Collins, and I am mentoring coordinator with Big Brothers Big Sisters Association of Wood Buffalo.
Sweet. Okay. Now, the last time we filmed this, there was a bunch of things you've never done before, which is shocking to me. So let's talk about a few of them. So you're from the East Coast.
Yep.
I know that from the last episode.
Yes.
From Newfoundland. Where in Newfoundland are you from?
Central, so Grand Falls, Windsor.
Right. And we talked about how I've spent tons of time in the East Coast, mm-hmm. and you have never made your way to St. John's, to George Street.
Yes. No.
So this is crazy to me. So that turns into a whole bunch of different questions. So when you go to St. John's, I have to assume as a child you went, living closer.
A few times, yeah.
Okay. Did you venture out there when you were going to school in Corner Brook?
No. We would just kind of went out there a few times just as a child, you know, maybe do some shopping.
Water Street?
Yeah, like nothing too fancy, I guess. But
okay.
Yeah.
When you were in St. John's then, as a kid, because obviously as a child, you're not going to George Street. What were the activities that you participated in?
So growing up, I guess, Grand Falls is not the biggest place.
No.
It's
a hamlet.
Yeah, it's not the biggest place.
Yeah.
So I guess growing up, I just mostly spent time with friends, just kind of, you know, hung out at their house. They came to my house. We mm-hmm. would, you know, go for walks or, you know, maybe spend a lot of time at the playground, like swinging on the swings, you know, as a teenager or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, didn't really do too much. I was actually a really big homebody. I am still a big homebody. I love to be at home. So yeah, didn't really... do too much. I wasn't really into much of anything.
Just chilled at home.
Yeah.
So from somebody who chills at home, I have to assume there was a lot of time spent like watching television, movies, maybe the radio.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about this before in regards to your movie taste.
Yes.
So we know you don't like raunchy comedies, but you like comedies with Kevin Hart.
Yes, my favorite.
Kevin Hart. So I was just going to ask, he's your favorite?
He's my favorite.
Okay, so do you watch his stand-up or movies or both?
I've only watched his stand-up maybe once, but mostly his movies. Like, I love his movies.
Let me hear your favorite Kevin Hart movie.
Oh, my goodness.
I know it's a hard one. He's got a lot of movies.
Yeah. I love Jumanji.
Okay,
The first one, I think, is much better than the second one.
Okay.
Just because, really, the second one, he's not really... It's just mostly his voice. Like, he's not really...
That's right.
I guess, because where they do the whole Switch thing.
That's right.
But yeah, I love Jumanji.
Okay.
Just mostly all of his movies. Like, he has so many good movies. I can't even really think of all of his movies off the top of my head now.
Okay.
I love them.
It's a horrible movie. I don't recommend anybody watching it. But one of my first introductions to Kevin Hart, he was on a movie back in the day called Soul Plane. Yeah, nobody's seen Soul Plane.
I've seen Soul Plane.
I love Soul Plane. I'm not bashing it as a movie. I'm just saying it's not like the best movie in the world. It's I think I can say this. It's ghetto. aka Urban.
What is what's Alicia's take?
Oh, Alicia loves Soul Plane.
Yeah.
Hands down. Alicia's my sister.
Okay.
And she loves horrible movies. That's her go-to jam. If it's a bad movie, she'll be like, oh, I loved it. And so she watches the show, so she doesn't mind. If my sister ever recommends a movie to you, you're like, don't yeah, go it. The other way. Okay. But if she's like, oh, that movie is horrible, you're like, Oscar winner.
That's the best one.
I'm going to invest my time in that one. Okay. So, all right. So St. John's, not a hot spot for you whatsoever. But you did live in Corner Brook for a while.
I did, yeah.
So what were you doing in Corner Brook?
Yeah, so I was in college, so I lived there for 2 years. Actually met my now husband there when I was in school. Yeah, so we're actually coming up on our 6-year wedding anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
Little boy, thanks. So
nice.
So yeah, so I guess my move to Corner Brook was one of my best decisions, I guess, that I made.
Look at you getting brownie points.
Yeah. So I lived in Corner Brook for 2 years.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful place. But yeah. Like you mentioned before, not a whole lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
But it is definitely beautiful, very scenic. I would definitely move back there maybe someday.
Yeah.
In the future.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Just mostly for the scenery.
Okay. So your child, boy or girl?
Boy.
Okay. Five years old. I got a 6-year-old.
Okay.
So what is your child up to right now? What fun things is he up to?
He just is developing, I guess, even more. Like every day you just see like that little personality coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day. Sometimes it's great. Some more days it's like, oh, yeah, you know,
right.
But just him developing that little personality and just becoming like, you know, the little person, and, you know, just starting to have those conversations with him about, mm-hmm. you know, just the little things, and he talks about things, or, you know, he might tell you a story, or,
yeah.
you know, that's what I really love.
That's awesome. Yeah. Is he watching any kids YouTube yet? Or
he does, yes. He loves YouTube, like okay. kids YouTube, of course, like age appropriate.
100%.
What's but yeah, he likes to watch that stuff. He likes Paw Patrol, you okay. know, Bubble Guppies.
Yeah.
All those things.
Nice. You know they're coming out with a Paw Patrol movie.
I did. I heard about that. Yeah.
You know Kim Kardashian's in it?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to see it. Like, my kid doesn't even like Paw Patrol anymore. He's like, that's for babies, Dad. And then we went to the movies last weekend to see Space Jam.
Oh, okay.
And he saw the Paw Patrol trailer, and he's just like, you know, he has younger nieces and nephews. He's like, you know, Paw Patrol's for babies, but I think I should bring, like, my little niece and nephew. I think they would like it. I'm like, you want to see the movie, you little brat. So, yeah, I'm going to end up watching Paw Patrol.
Nice.
Cool. Nice. Okay, so we do need to get back on topic because I do get distracted. You work for a local organization here.
I do, yes.
Please share about the local organization and all the amazing things they do, because last time, like, you blew my mind with all the different things and programs that are going on. So can you please recap on what those are for us?
Yeah, so Big Brothers Big Sisters, we are a nonprofit charity. We have actually been in Fort McMurray since 1979. We are a nationally based organization as well. So there's approximately 115 Big Brothers Big Sisters agencies across Canada.
Okay.
So there's tons.
Lots.
There's lots of us. So our agency works with children aged 6 to 18 years old. Okay. Who are facing adversities, who are in need of another developmental relationship within their life.
Right.
So we actually have a variety of different programs, from group programming, in-school mentoring programs, one-on-one programming. So our traditional, like, Big Brother, Big Sister Matches, which is where we get our name from,
yeah.
That's our community-based program. So that's where a volunteer, 18 years or older, mm-hmm. would meet with a child, like, within the community. So they can do a bunch of things together. They can go swimming. They can go for walks together. There's so many things that they can do together.
Yeah.
Within the community. So that program is... It's really good because it's one-on-one, so you get to actually, like, build, like, that really good, meaningful relationship with each other.
Right.
Even now, like, there's matches that we've had that, you know, the child has aged out because they've turned 18, so they're legally an adult.
Yeah.
They've aged out, and they still talk to their big sister or
That's
their big
amazing.
Brother. Like, or there's matches that we've had now, like, our longest match that we have right now, they're a Big Brother match.
Yeah.
They've been matched for 7 years.
Okay.
And their relationship is one that they will be... together, like, outside of Big Brothers Big Sisters, like,
yeah.
forever. Like, they will always be in each other's lives. So
that's awesome.
It's really fulfilling.
Yeah.
in that way. So that's our traditional program. We also have our group mentoring program. So we have a Goal Girls program, which is for girls.
Yeah.
A Game On program, which is for boys, which both programs kind of focus on, you know, building self-esteem and confidence, like why that's important.
Right.
You know, talking about like physical activity and sports. Our Full Circle Mentoring Program, which is our Indigenous-based program. So usually the facilitators for those programs are the Indigenous liaisons, like through the school.
Yeah.
And they facilitate the program, and the kids learn about, you know, storytelling, and they get elders to come in and do different things, and they do Indigenous-based crafts like teepees and medicine bags, and you know the meaning behind those things, and kind of why it's important to like learn about their culture. And we also have a corporate mentoring program, so that is actually where children from Janvier are actually, like pre-COVID, of course, are bused to Surmont site out on Highway 881, and they meet with their mentors through ConocoPhillips.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so we serve the whole Wood Buffalo region, like right all the way to Conklin. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so we have a lot of programs, lots of different ways to get involved and be in a child's life. We also have our in-school mentoring program. Sorry, there's so many.
Keep going. That's why we're here.
Our in-school mentoring program, that's also for children usually in like primary elementary school,
right,
where a volunteer actually goes into their school for anywhere between 30 minutes to 1 hour a week to mentor the child, just to kind of spend time together. Maybe it's like reading or, you know, playing in the gym or just building a friendship together, like within the school. So yeah, lots of different ways to get involved.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Listen, I'm glad we're shooting this again because I learned so much more this time than the first time. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at the part of the show called the Max City Minute. You think Tanner's going to ask you the same questions. I can guarantee he's not because he's forgot them already. So Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute, son.
All righty. Question number one. What is the most adrenaline-filling thing you've ever tried?
Oh, I have actually gone zip lining when I was in Hawaii.
Okay.
Probably about, I think that was 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
And that was definitely probably the most exciting thing I've ever done.
Okay, cool.
It was beautiful with all the mountains everywhere and gorgeous.
Question number two. Other than Donair, what is one thing people might be shocked to find out you haven't tried?
Which is shocking.
Ah, that's a good question. I don't think there's really anything.
Well, you've tried everything else other from Donair? That's the one thing off your list of things?
Yeah, well, I would say I've tried most things. I just never really tried a Donair. It's never really appealed to me.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe someday I will try. I'll put it on my list.
There you go, bucket list.
Do.
Yeah, that and George Street.
Yeah.
Question number three. How has working with Big Brother's Big Sister helped you as a mother?
I think just working with kids for as long as I have. So I've like worked with kids now for I think I'm going into 6-7 years working with kids. So I think just, you know, seeing the impact that having like those healthy relationships with like with people is really important. And then just seeing, you know, the things that, you know, kids really need. And then just also becoming a mother, it helps you like in your career because, and working with kids because, you know, you just kind of have that, you look at it differently, I guess, if that makes sense.
There you go.
Question number four. What is your favorite story of a big and little sibling?
Oh, okay. There's so many. But I guess one of my favorites is actually kind of a newer story, I guess. We have a Big Brother match. They've been matched now for probably like 6 or 7 months. And they are just the cutest match together ever. They actually, every 2 to 3 weeks, they go for haircuts at Thickwood Barbershop with Allie. They go for haircuts every 2 or 3 weeks. They call it like getting fresh. And I think it's just the absolute best thing. That is, there's so many stories. And I could go on and on with lots of stories. But I love that one. I just think it's the sweetest.
Getting fresh. Yes. Love it.
And your final question. How can somebody help Big Brothers Big Sisters without volunteering?
There's lots of ways to help. So even if you don't want to volunteer with, say, like a program by becoming a big brother or sister or an in-school mentor, you can help us by volunteering like at events. So my colleague Jen had talked about our upcoming rubber duck race. You can volunteer with something like that. Coming up at the end of September, we have our 11th annual wine auction. We always look for volunteers for the wine auction.
Right.
So you can volunteer for events. You know, if you don't, if you can't commit to volunteering for, say, like 1 year or 6 months or whatever, maybe it's just like a one-off event. Or maybe it's, you know, giving a donation or, you know, helping us out at our recent barbecue that we had last week with Thickwood Barbershop and the meat shop.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, you know, just coming out and supporting us in that way and like buying duck race tickets. And there's so many ways to kind of get involved and help our agency.
There you go.
And those have been your five questions.
Killing it. See, I told you they'd be different.
They were. They were all different. All different. One same question.
Wow.
Short-term memory loss.
Ah, there you go, Tanner. Okay. So when it comes to this upcoming event, please give us a date for this.
September 6th at the Snide Point Park downtown.
Yep.
We will be there. Event starts at 11 a.m. And we are still selling duck race tickets.
That's right.
So get your tickets. Only $10 for a chance to win two WestJet tickets.
That's right. Anywhere WestJet flies.
Yeah.
They fly a lot of places.
They do, yes.
So that's awesome. And Ribfest is taking place that that weekend as well. So there'll be a lot of people around to check out this duck race.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we're super busy and we sell all of our tickets.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for, one, coming on the show. Thank you, too, for refilming with us again.
Yes, thank you.
Really do appreciate that. That's 40 minutes. That just flew by.
Wow.
So thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Please come back as many times as you want. Anytime there's an event going on, anybody on your team, I know there's somebody on the other side of the camera from your team, you guys feel free to come back as many times as you want. Please, I truly do mean that.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
So at the end of the show, everybody gets their shameless shout out or plug. So this is your time to shine.
Yeah, so mine would just be volunteer with Big Brothers Big Sisters. We are always looking for volunteers, whether it be an in-school mentor or a traditional Big Brother or Big Sister or a group program facilitator. There's so many ways to get involved, and we always have kids on our wait list who are waiting for their mentor. So if you have time and you can commit, then please volunteer with us.
There you go. Great, great plug. All right. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, that's another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. It truly does mean the world to me. And I know I say it every show, but I truly do mean it. So thank you. On that note, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.